WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Let the leap year month of February begin. Extra turn on the calendar page this month. You're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 3rd and 4th. And January just flew by. Everything's coalescing. Everything's coming together. In the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, February 2nd, yesterday, was our new year. That is the springtime kickoff. I know we're probably going to get some snow and badass weather coming up, but this is it, man. Hearing the Cardinals sing, I actually started to hear those Drake Cardinals really kicking it out, looking for those females setting up the territory earlier in this past week. And also earlier in this past week, the turkey permit application period opened January 25th. It's going to go until February 22nd. Yeah, to check that note there. Now remember, leftover and unclaimed permits will go on sale, and that'll be sometime, I think, in March. But got to remember, especially in the Southlands, we have prime turkey hunting areas down here. In Jersey's turkey population is okay, but it's not as good as it once was. Now, turkey hunting areas 22, 21, and 20 here in the southern tier counties, badass great. Still exceptional. Getting up a little bit, turkey hunting area 14, still steady. And turkey hunting area 8, a little farther north, also decent. Other areas, man, it's going to be, put it this way, it's what it is. It's going to be challenging. There are plenty of gobblers around there. Our next couple of segments, so we're going to be talking some predator control, big predator, week-long predator purge tournament coming up the middle of this month, and we'll get on the impact of predators, especially on the turkey population. Now, the Governor's Surf Fishing Tournament is going to be the third Sunday in May. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. Click on the press release link for that. If you apply early, you save a few dollars on the entry fee, and you're eligible for extra gifts or a pass or whatever. And also, New Jersey is seeking fishing instructors. Shout out to Liz Jackson there, NJ Fish and Wildlife. Man, she's doing a great job. Again, this is it's a Hoffnod program. It's critical. And it's going to be April 26th and 28th at the Lighthouse Center, Natural Resource Center in Waretown. Okay, it's going to be a three-day session for those who want to learn to become a fishing instructor and help with the Hoffnod program. Again, go to njfishandwildlife.com for more information on that. Fantastic editorial, February issue of the Fisherman magazine. I always tell you how Hutch is the ace fisheries newsman in the business, bar none. A little bit of a different column here, a little bit of a mea culpa, stand-up guy, as he always is. Check it out. Great issue, by the way. You know, it's packed. Great white perch piece in there, too, by Bobby Misak. Hopefully Bobby is here next week getting on the white perch bandwagon. Okay, I'm going to get one out. Naco Creek. Find some deep holes in there. There are plenty of spinies to go around. Finding the bloodworms. If you can find grass shrimp, you're in. And believe me, they don't eat frozen grass shrimp, and they don't eat freeze-dried grass shrimp. You might do well with some fish bites, but on the overall, fresh bloodworms are the dealio. So hang in. Our next couple of segments are predators and predator hunting and the predator tournament. Also, new reel company, their spinning reels have hit the market. We profiled them late in the year with their baitcaster. The company is Sevin, S-E-V, Roman numeral 2, I guess, N-S-E-V-I-I-N, where that comes from, I have no idea. Their spinning series became available, I think, January 2nd or 3rd, and their saltwater version is going to be out in a couple of weeks. The product manager, Robert Wood, brand manager, product manager, same thing, will be on to discuss these reels. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, really jammed show. Hang in.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
You have the choice, whether it's going out to dinner or ordering takeout at a local restaurant. Those choices help to put money back into your community. And Town Square Media South Jersey puts a spotlight on local restaurants.
Trio North Wildwood, chef-driven, quality-focused, bridging the gap between bar food and fine dining. TrioNW.com. Vincenzo's Ristorante, putting the accent on Italian. Soon to be your favorite spot for a delectable lunch or dinner in Galloway. VincenzoSmithville.com. Chico and Santa Northfield, voted number one sub shop in South Jersey year after year. ChicoandSons.com. Provenza Restaurant and Event Center on Wellington Avenue in Ventnor. A mouth-watering Latin American steakhouse providing customers with a truly great dining experience. On Facebook at Provenza Restaurant Event Center. Looking for a fun night out in Atlantic City? Head out to Gin Ricky's, the Roy Social Hall, and Wild Honey Barbecue, and party like a rock star.
Thank you for supporting these great local restaurants from Town Square Media, South Jersey.
We're going to give you a brand new house.
A house you love to come home to.
It's going to be at the address where you live now.
But your new house is going to be bigger,
brighter, and full of natural light.
You're going to see delightful furniture and beautiful decor.
Because you called 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
When that dull junk is gone, all your cool stuff will sparkle.
That dull junk has been covering up your floor space,
your closet space,
your garage space,
and your yard. We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
We're going to give you a house you love to come home to.
A happy home.
Where you can fill your lungs with fresh air freedom.
Now you've got room to fly.
Now you've got space to play.
Now you've got the freedom to dance like no one is watching.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, remember last week we had Lou Gambale on, National Wild Turkey Federation, talking about, again, the habitat, predators of turkey, projects that are going on the state. Shout out to Jimmy Sloan, Fish and Wildlife, doing a very, very aggressive hen transmitter tagging project. Seeing what's up with the wild turkeys, they seem to be in, lack of a better term, a state of flux population-wise in many states. New Jersey knows in particular the north is really taking it on the wing bone there. And populations in the south still pretty good. But again, mention predators. The predator factor, again, we know there's weather, things like that, but the predator factor is something that, you know, it has to be addressed. It can't be ignored. Well, in a couple of weeks, there was a statewide predator, for lack of a better term, hunting contest. It's going to be going on up there out of Monroe in southern Middlesex County, being put on by the Millstone River Preserve. Joining us online right now is one of the, one of the founders of the preserve, very involved in conservation, very involved in waterfowl, especially, and turkeys and deer, but predator control is his thing. It's Joey L. He's going to fill us in on his take, years of experience with it, his take on the impacts of predators on not only turkeys, not only on waterfowl, you know, deer, the whole kit and caboodle. I don't even want to get into the feral cat dealio. And then we're going to talk on the next following segment, we're going to talk about this statewide tournament. Big prizes. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Some heavy-duty competition from all over the great Garden State. Joey, thanks for joining us this morning on Rock and Fin. How you doing, little brother?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We spoke earlier in the week. This sounds like one hell of an event, and we'll get into that in the next segment if you have time, Joey. Well, you're going to make time. You got to be here, Joey. So here's the deal. I was intrigued by your take and your experience on the predatory factor on populations, waterfowl and wild turkeys in particular. Go into some of your experiences, please. It was fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, it all started like 6 years ago. That's when I really noticed like our turkey population was going down. And I came across a nest down in the Assapink, and we were mushroom hunting, and we backed off, you know, we took some pictures of her on the eggs. So I decided to go back, put a trail camera. So the following weekend, I go up, you know, back to that same spot to put a camera overlooking that nest. And that nest was wiped out. There was feathers everywhere, like something like a coyote or fox grabbed her and just killed her and ate the eggs. So that sucked. So I went turkey hunting a week later, right down the street from me. And I'm walking under the power lines. There's a big patch of briars, and I noticed like a little tunnel in the briars. I noticed a couple of turkey feathers, and I looked, and there was a turkey nest in there. She had 11 eggs, partially covered with leaves.
How cool.
So I go back. I was going to put some like perfume, like in a whole like perimeter, just put perfume all around that nest, like a 30-yard circle. That way any fox or coyote comes in, you know, it would just reek and it would stay out of there. So I go back. Too late. There's a pile of tail feathers right next to that nest. All those eggs were gone. And that's when I swore I was going to go to war with these predators. You know, I have to protect what I love, and that's why the population was just declining all around. So me and my buddy, we got together. We just started trapping. We're doing a lot of fox hunting, a lot of raccoon trapping. And in 6 years up to date, we removed 718 fox, 850 raccoons, and 1,135 possums just on our properties and the properties connecting our two. And they just, 1 year, I removed 88 foxes alone on my property. So that goes to show like how we were overpopulated. And they're like the Viet Cong. They just keep coming and coming.
Exactly
Eventually, it slows down. And it's not like you're going to remove all the predators. You can't. It's almost impossible to remove them all. Mm-hmm. And that's not our goal. Our goal is not to eliminate them. Our goal is to control them. You know, just like deer, you have a carrying capacity in the land.
Exactly
and
right.
And that habitat can only hold so many deer. Other, you know, if you just let those deer get out of control, they're just going to destroy the habitat. There's just going to be a browse line in the woods. They're going to eat everything. They're going to starve in the winter. They're going to start eating people's landscaping, run into traffic, destroy farm crops.
So, Joey, let me interrupt you a second. I saw that up North Jersey years and years and years ago where I used to live, and I was back up there on a visit. It was in a reservation, you know, and they finally allowed hunting years ago. But at one point, I mean, monster bucks walking around people's backyards. But Joey, at one point, you could see, 100, 200 yards through the woods, like from 6 feet down. It was clear.
Yep.
There was, there was nothing.
Yep. And then those deer, eventually, they unhealthy. They get thinner. The racks get smaller. So you need a deer season so that habitat can hold the perfect amount of deer. It's no different with predators.
Mm-hmm.
Our habitat, like we keep creating habitat, and that's important. Habitat, they always say habitat's key. But the more habitat you create, and you're not doing anything about the predators, you're just creating more predator habitat. So it's part of being a steward of the land, part of being a manager of that property. You have to maintain that habitat, and that's by controlling predators. There is no way a hen turkey can lay a dozen eggs on the ground, leave them for about 2 weeks. If nothing finds them, then she's got to sit on them for 28 days. Chances are a big boar raccoon is going to push her off or eat the eggs, or a fox or coyote is going to ambush her, kill her. if she's lucky enough, she's not out of the woods yet. If she hatches them, she still has to sit on those poults for 2 weeks before they're old enough to fly and start roosting in a tree. So it's that's why it's crucial. We have to start trapping again, start hunting these predators. Nobody wants to do it anymore because there's no money in the pelts.
It's exactly that's it right there.
Yes. So nobody wants to do it anymore. Back in like the 50s, the 60s, 70s, early 80s, we had a booming fur market.
70s was my trapping time, the mid 70s, about 81, 82.
Yeah. What did you get for a prime fox?
I remember $70 for a cherry red.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money back then.
Sure. Hell yeah, man. Not that I caught that many. I think I caught two. Yeah. But I was the coon guy. And hence my nickname, Possum Tom P. Joe, just regress for a second. 1,135 possums. Possum listeners generally looked at, harmless, slow-playing possum, the whole bit. They are deadly nest raiders, man.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Now, habitats, a lot of biologists, hats off to them. I have nothing bad to say about biologists, but most of them say that habitat is key. Everybody, habitat. That's because they were taught, if you have habitat, you're going to have upland game birds. You're going to have turkeys. You're going to have everything in that habitat. But the thing was, everybody trapped back then, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Right, yeah.
So the trappers were the unsung heroes to make that habitat work. So you could have thousands of acres of grassland, you're going to have pheasants. Or you could have a couple hundred acres of wetlands and potholes, you're going to have ducks. Because the guys next door, was trapping. Every school kid trapped, every farmer trapped. There's people that made, a living off of trapping.
Decent living, yeah. I knew several of those, several myself. There one guy in Cape May, another guy in Cumberland County with the muskrats. It was a business, and it wasn't an easy business. That was a labor of love. When you think of the hour, the hours and everything involved. We're speaking with Joey L. Millstone, River Preserve, talking about predation. And he's one of the two guys. This is going to be a great event, running the third annual. It's going to be a week-long predator contest called the Predator Purge. It's going to be running from February 16th through Sunday, February 24th. We're going to get to this in the next segment. Well, Joey, now also, I understand the predator factor with waterfowl. You're intimately involved with waterfowl. Go into that, please.
Yep. We have a continuous 300 acres that we manage for waterfowl production. We specialize in wood ducks, but we also have like mallard platforms. We tried using those hen houses. You ever see them? It looks like a tube.
Yeah.
But they don't work. They don't work in the mid-Atlantic states. I talked to the head biologist in New Jersey. He says for some reason ducks in mid-Atlantic states, they don't use those hen houses. So I built like a hen mallard platform. It's like a 4x4 platform that has a canopy over it. So now the mallards are using that. So we got that going down in the wetlands. We maintain over 60 wood duck boxes, and we're the number one wood duck producers in the state. So we have a duck factory. So that's where most of our wood ducks are coming from.
And for the wood, they're tree nests. I realize that, but box nests, but keeping the predators down is critical.
Oh yeah. So we heavily trap the raccoons. I put flashing around every hollow tree that's along the Millstone River. And those raccoons, when they come out of that tree, they can't get back in it. And the wood ducks make their nests in there.
Mm-hmm. So right, yeah.
Pretty cool trick that we do. But, and snapping turtles, too. I mean, most people don't think about it, but snapping turtles are a major factor in duckling production. The first 2 years we banded wood ducks. We banded 54 the first year. And 47 the second year. One out of six ducks had missing toes, missing feet.
Snappers, man.
Snapping turtles, yep. So we removed the snapping turtles. They have to be legal size. They got to be 12 inches from carapace.
Mm-hmm.
But there were so many. There were so many snapping turtles that we removed. And a year later, the amount of ducks doubled. And we got 83 and only two had missing toes. So,
Joey L., ducklings are like quail. Everything eats them or wants to eat
everything.
Them. I mean, they have no chance. We're speaking with Joey L., Millstone River Preserve, predator control, how it positively impacts wildlife populations, especially waterfowl, wild turkeys. And don't forget, this is especially up in North Jersey. Yes, there's bears here. Check my blog next week. There's bears down here in South Jersey. They've been here for a while, but the devastating impact the bears have on whitetail fawns, especially.
Yep.
And that's a whole other matter. Joey, we're up against a break. When we get back, it's the Predator Purge. Learn about this statewide tournament. Going to be a great time. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Bullet Points.
I'm Evan Brown. Illinois now bans purchases of firearms Governor J.B. Pritzker likes to call assault weapons. That would include semi-automatic long guns and high-capacity magazines. Anyone who owned them prior to the start of the year was supposed to register them or else face legal trouble. But a former state lawmaker now running for Congress is turning it into a campaign issue. Darren Bailey posted this ad across social media.
A lot of people have been asking me if I'm going to comply with JB's illegal gun registry. Well, friends, here's your answer.
He then proceeds to fire at a sign saying, "Do not comply," tacked up to a tree. There have been challenges filed against Illinois' gun ban, but so far the U.S. Supreme Court is denying preliminary injunctions. Those were from before the ban actually came into effect. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 3rd and 4th. Like I said earlier yesterday, Friday, Groundhog Day, springtime emerges in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. Now let's get to it with Joey L. It is the Predator Purge. Trapper Gun is New Jersey only. It's going to run February 16th through Sunday, February 24th. Lots of prizes. Some really impressive stuff here. One's a Savage 17HML Predator rifle. I believe Joey's going to explain the impact, when this is going to have positive impact on the populations of small game up there, where these predators are going to be. Oh, they're going to be a statewide thing. It's going to help all around the state. But some of these prizes, some big money in here, and he partnered with a national organization, I believe. Joey, welcome back. How's it going?
Yeah, all right. Pretty good.
Tell us about this third annual. First of all, a beyond impressive list of prizes and everything here, and all these great categories. Who'd you partner with this?
We partnered up with Ducks Unlimited.
Wow.
Yeah, so half the proceeds are going to go to Ducks Unlimited, and half is going to go to the Millstone River Preserve, so we can buy more materials for wood duck boxes and just keep doing what we're doing. So, we're having the third annual week-long predator contest. Like you said, starts February 16th, and the weigh-in is on the 24th between 6 to 9 that Saturday. Trapper Gun, New Jersey only, and we're targeting 6 predators: coyotes, red fox, gray fox, raccoons, possums, and skunks.
Another nest raider.
Oh, yeah. Overlooked nest raider, yep. So what we have is, let's see, for raccoons, you win $100 for the heaviest raccoon, $100 for the lightest raccoon, and $100 for the team with the most raccoons. Same goes for red fox, possum, skunk, all of them. So there's many ways to win. We also have prizes for the whitest skunk, the black skunk, yep, and the mangiest canine. So if you bring in a fox that's just he's really mangy and just nasty, you don't want to touch him, we'll put on some gloves and bring him in, because you're going to win a pretty cool prize just with that mangy canine. So
listeners, check it out. They're giving away thousands of dollars in prizes: rifles, traps, knives, cameras, callers, and related hunting gear. The list is beyond impressive. Now, getting involved with this, what's the cost, and how do you register? What's the dealio?
Yeah, it's $30 to enter. You can have one or two-man teams. So two-man teams is $60, and a $15 spectator fee. And with that, you get a gift cup and unlimited beer, pizza, drinks, beverages, and a ticket for a chance to win a brand new Savage 17 HMR Predator rifle just by entering, walking through the door, and you just drop your ticket in that barrel, and hopefully you'll be the lucky person that gets picked.
Dude, as we discussed, my check is already in the mail, and listeners, they're going to lose money on the pizza. I'm telling you.
X5 for you.
Yo, listen, again, getting this going in your third year, it seems to be growing in leaps and bounds. It's statewide. I imagine you have competitors from all over the state.
Yeah, we have guys from Salem County come up last year. He did real good. He swept the coyote category. So he did pretty good. So, yeah, we have them all over. We got guys from North Jersey. You know, Originally this was like going to be like a local thing because, you know, we have low predator numbers on our farms. We have tons of turkeys here, and it's a lot of rabbits and mallards, and it's great. But we wanted to extend it to, like, the county, you know what I'm saying? But now, screw it, statewide. So that's what.
Why not? Why not? Okay, so you buy a ticket now. The weigh-in's going to be February 24th, and the count, whatever you want to call it, 136 Applegarth Road in Monroe. Put it in your GPS, people, 08831. And you have some big talent come there. Shout out to Ronnie Jones, ACP, Rednecks Pride Outdoor Products. I understand he's going to be there.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Yep. Joe B., he teaches the Trapper Education course for Fish and Wildlife.
I know, yeah?
he's going to be there. He's going to demonstrate how to skin and flesh raccoons and fox. So it's bring the wife, bring the kids. It's fun for the whole family.
Now, listen, the special predator season is going on. It's a $2 permit. Allows you to hunt at night. Now, you mentioned, very intriguing, we only have a few minutes left, Joe, probably I got five or six, but get into this missing link, as you call it, to really up the chances of success. Go.
Of killing coyotes?
Or foxes, whatever, the thermal whatever?
Yes. foxes will run right into the red light. I mean, we hammered the foxes at the red light, but for years we could not figure out how to kill coyotes. We'd see them, you see the flash of their eyes, they take off. So now we got thermals. We put thermals on our shotguns. Mm-hmm. What a game changer. They come in, they don't even care about the wind. We're hunting in the dark. There's no lights. You back up against, like, you know, good brush or trees or whatever. You put the call, you know, 40 yards out in front of you. And with that thermal, those coyotes are so confident that that's a rabbit getting caught by an owl or something.
Right.
That they running out of the woods across the field, don't care about the wind, and they'll run right up to that call. And that's how we've been killing coyotes lately.
Joe, I don't understand. They're both canines, but their ocular systems must be different. Are the coyotes that wary, that damn smart?
Yep. But those red foxes, they don't care about that light. The gray foxes, they don't like that red light either. So I guess he's a little closer to a coyote than a red.
Uh-huh.
But, that's the way to do it. We cannot for years kill coyotes.
Listen, remember, coyotes, the harvest has to be registered. Also, gray fox, yep, they recommend registering. Joey, your situation up where you are with the gray foxes, I saw one a few weeks ago down there in Salem County, ran across the road, right, carrying some of his mouth. I said this on the air. Right, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know if that's at Shirley Road or something down there. But for the most part, are they on the overall less numerous than the red foxes?
Yeah, in this the woods, it's all reds. Very rarely we'll kill a gray fox. You know, I think we got four in 6 years. That's not a lot. But I like it that way.
Now, Joey, well, coons, according to Ronnie Jones, and I've hung with a few times, coons can run right in up your lap, especially at night. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. They hear that dying bird sound or even a rabbit sound. We've had them come in, but they love bird sounds. If you use a dying woodpecker,
mm-hmm,
something they're familiar with, and sure, they'll come running right up. Usually more than one. Usually they're in pairs.
Okay, Joey's on the line right now. It's Joey L. from the Millstone River Preserve. Topic is the week-long predator contest known as the Predator Purge. Trapper gun. It's combined in New Jersey. Only it's Friday, February 16th through Sunday, February 24th. Three categories to win per species, six species, thousands of dollars in prize, including one drawing for a Savage 17 HMR Predator rifle. Just for showing up, paying your ticket in, $30 if you're going to hunt, $15 if you're a spectator. Can they join? Can people join even during the week, or they have to? Everything has to be before the opener on the February 16th. What's the deal?
If you can, definitely try to join before. You can find us on Facebook on the Millstone River Preserve Predator Hunt, and or you can call or text Nick. He's in charge of finances. So 609-540-0606. That's his number, 609-540-0606. And it's best, you know, paid up before then. But if not, if you can't, we'll accept payment at the door when you come in. You can pay right at the door.
Okay, Joey, we have to wrap it up. There's going to be questions, inevitably. And no, I'm not going to try my crock pot coyote recipe. That thing went, that train left the station, or bus left, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, what are done, especially with the prime animals, prime predators that are down? What do you got?
Yeah, it's a good question. What we do is we go through them all. The nicest ones we'll skin. And Scott Patterson, like, we'll give it to him. He'll skin them. We get them tanned, and he sells them at DU events. So the prices of a pelt.
Scott Patterson?
Yeah,
from Rumson. He's been a guest on Rack and Fin. In fact, shout out to Patterson. We sat at his table at the Waterfowlers dinner last March. He said, oh, man, it's you. I went, hey, Scotty, what's up? He doesn't smile much, does he?
No.
So you raise money for DU. Again, listeners, this Predator Purge is in conjunction with DU. They team with DU. Thousands of dollars in prizes, rifles, traps, knives, cameras, callers, and related hunting gear. It's going to be a great time. Get involved. Go to the Facebook page. What is that Facebook page again, Joey?
Millstone River Preserve Predator Hunt.
Third annual. Do you see it getting even bigger?
Oh, yeah. I definitely. I mean, this is what makes – this is going to make predator hunting great again. It's going to make – you know, everybody's out there. You know, people really don't go out predator hunting anymore, so – this is a reason to have a good time, you know, doing it. Yeah. So,
and Joey, they're doing
the ecosystem a favor by doing that. So,
and Joey, I'm not discounting, like, you know how crazy tough big bucks can be. Even those, right? You get these big swamp donkeys, just smart as all get out. Turkeys, you know, you got a fooler. I mean, that's tough. I mean, mallards that have been shot at, getting geese, to get snow geese, forget it. I don't want to pull your hair out. But hunting predators, the whole thing to me to thrill is you're the one being hunted, actually. When you come down, it comes down to it. And that, man, that adds a lot of cayenne pepper to this one spot, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, you take care, Joey. L. Nice having you on Rack and Fin. Hope to see you in a couple of weeks, man. Remember, pizza, daddy-o.
I'll order an extra pie.
Well, listen, the Chovies. One more time with that Facebook page, man, and phone number.
Millstone River Preserve Predator Hunt. And you can call or text 609-540-0606.
Hey, Joey, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, man. Be good.
You got it. You too.
See you. Yeah, it's going to be one hell of an event. The Predator Purge. Trapper Gun, New Jersey only. These guys, I understand, come out from, you know, Morris County, Huntington County, Warren, and all the way from Cape May, Salem. It's a statewide event. Excuse me. It's going to be up there in Monroe, southern Middlesex County, borders Mercer or something like that. And it's going to be a great time. February 24th is the way in, 136 Applegarth Road in Monroe, 08831. Read all about it on their Facebook page. $30 entry fee, $15 spectator fee. It's going to be one hell of a week-long hunt. It's a challenge. Get out there and try it. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Sean Hannity.
The buck should stop with Joe Biden. These are Joe Biden's policies. They're the people that have been lying about it. Mayorkas has lied about it. Green Jean-Pierre, circle back Jen Psaki, the border czar, Vice President Harris. They've all been lying about it. His borders closed, the borders secured. Now they're admitting, oh, it's been a problem for 10 years. We didn't cause it, though, and Republicans only want it for a political issue. Kamala Harris actually made that remark. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Sean Hannity on WPG Talk Radio. 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Gary Baumgarten. The United States military launches air assaults on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria, targeting Iranian-backed militias, this in retaliation for the drone attack on our troops in Jordan that killed three of our service members. Hamas says it's studying a proposed ceasefire deal. It would halt the Gaza fighting for a prolonged period of time and would see a prisoner exchange for the return of Israelis being held hostage, a deal in the making. for our southern border, Senate negotiators coming up with a plan to overhaul the asylum system, but it would be a tough sale when it comes to convincing Congress to sign on to that bipartisan plan. And former President Trump's March trial in D.C. on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election is indefinitely postponed. America is listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Clear and breezy overnight. We'll reach an overnight low of 28. Breezy Saturday morning. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine Saturday. A nice afternoon for outdoor activities. Expect a high of 46. Clear skies Saturday night with a low of 25. Plenty of sunshine Sunday. A nice end of the weekend with a high of 48. Monday, plenty of sun and a high of 45. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
You're back inside Rackin' Finn Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 3rd and 4th. Okay, man, fishing season rapidly approaching. This is showtime. As we mentioned, a lot of fishing shows, boating shows, fishing and boating expos going on. I remember for several months ago, we had a gentleman on the line from Seven Reels, S-E-V, uppercase I-I's, he's N, Seven Reels, under the umbrella of St. Croix. And I'll tell you, the impact at first of their baitcasters were out, and then it was going to be in January when the spinning reel models were unveiled. They have hit the water running. And let me tell you something. These seven spinning reels, got them down. The GS and the GX are just absolutely incredible from what I've seen. Spoken with people who have been using them. Join us on the line right now for an update. Very special guest. Not only the new kid on the block. How's this? This is the new wide receiver, the hot shot in the wide receiver room. Not the new kid on the block stuff. This is big boy pants on. Join us on the line is Robert Woods. He is a brand manager for Seven. How you doing, Robert?
Good, Tom. Thanks for having me.
More than welcome to have on Rack and Fit as a follow-up. I remember I was all excited. Now, the project was, what, 2 or 3, 4 years in the making. We had John. It was everything was under. The baitcaster was just about to be introduced. You said January 1st, the spinning reels will be out there. This is the saltwater version as well, coming out a little later. Robert, congratulations. This launch, from what I understand, has been nothing short of spectacular.
Yeah, it has, Tom. Really exciting times. Happy to see the product out there. Even more happy to see the pictures that are rolling in of people catching fish. That's the most important part.
Robert, again, a massive undertaking. St. Croix, known around the world, greatest rods on earth, et cetera. So it's all under that, the Schluter, what I call the Schluter Empire from way back when. Getting this project off the ground 2, 3, 4 years, again, spinning reel market is beyond crowded. What made you decide that we have a niche that we can fill? And let me tell you something, we're doing it big time.
You know, on the rod side, we want to give every angler the upper hand. And we want to do the same with the reels, but it's also an important tool in their fishing arsenal. So we wanted to give the angler the best chance they had to have a great experience on the water. Let's come out with reels and let's do it right.
Yeah, you have the GS. Listen, that's going to come in at around $140, and you have the GX that's coming in around $190. These things, from what I see, I had a couple in my hand. For lack of a better term, they are overbuilt. But they are beautiful-looking reels, but the form follow functions to a T on this. The design with a purpose, the engineers involved with this, anglers themselves?
Correct. Correct.
And when you have this, listen, you have to, I'd rarely get excited about, you know, another ball bearing, a different handle, what have you. This is basically from the ground up. And Robert, the testing on these going on how many years?
About a year and a half worth of testing between on the water and our own laboratory that we built right here in Park Falls.
Park Falls, Wisconsin?
Yep.
Hey, man, I heard you guys are having a tough ice fishing season, but that's going to be another story. Well, Rob, let's go into, we don't have much time. Go into the GS spinning series, and then we'll get into the GX. Go.
Yeah, GS, as you mentioned, $140 price point, lightweight carbon fiber rotor, body, side covers, 6+1 bearing system. Like you mentioned, you know, add a bearing here, add a bearing there. Where we place bearings, they're the ones that matter. And also quality bearings. Very, very important in the development of a spinning reel. You're going to see both the GS and GX share a carbon fiber stainless and carbon washer drag stack. S-curve slow oscillation system gives you a little bit better line weight.
I was just going to ask you about that. I found that because that's one of the boogaboos with a spinning reel. You don't get proper line lay.
Yep, and that's what the S-curve oscillation system does. It slows that down, gives you a little bit better line lay, and that's also dual supported too. So when you see any flex or any fight from a fish, you're not going to notice any change in the function of the reel.
The integrity of the frame.
Correct. And all the componentry aligned inside, very important.
Drag knob. I noticed another thing I was intrigued with, the drag knob. Go into that. It seems like it's like micro adjust. I mean, really, really down to a T.
Yeah, exactly. And what we did with that design is very intuitive. Your fingers want to find that. You can get precise control. You get a little bit more control than what's out there in a traditional drag knob.
Now, going to a GX series, what are you, up the number of bearings? What's the dealio?
Yep, four more bearings. You know, you gain one more in the handle. You gain one under the anti-reverse clutch. And then, actually, there's two within the spool underneath the drag stack. Again, just supporting that drag system a little bit more. So if there is any, you know, really hard-fighting, smallie on light line, you're going to get zero binding of that drag.
Is the body different than on the GS? The materials?
The body actually remains the same, but you're going to see the rotor changes a little bit more skeletonized to reduce that weight, and also pretty involved CNC process on the spool there, which also reduces weight.
Okay, joining us on the Rack and Fin line this morning is Robert Woods. He is the brand manager, Seven Reels, S-E-V, I guess the Roman numeral 2 or 2 uppercase, I's, and an N, under the St. Croix umbrella out of Park Falls, Wisconsin. These reels, I've had a couple in my hands. They are absolutely gorgeous. Now, you have them in the GS and GX. Come in 3 sizes or 4 sizes?
5, actually. A 750, 1,000, 2, 25, and 3.
You got a 750 out there, man? I didn't see that little bad boy.
Yep. That's perfect for you, Tom.
Ooh. Well, he's implying I catch small fish. They know me too well out there in Park Falls. Now, before we get into the sponsorships, again, listeners, they're going balls to the wall here, Seven products. Is there, and I guess there is, a saltwater version going to be out pretty soon?
That's correct. 2/15, we go live with our GSW series, which is a dedicated aluminum bodied, sealed construction, 6+1 bearing, carbon drag, 4 sizes. That's available 2/15.
You have an 8,000 size and a 6,000 size, I believe, which are going to be perfect for the Jersey Shore situation. And for everything that's built into these reels, listeners, they're not like bricks. I don't want to mention some management. They're not big-ass heavy reels. You can't believe what you're getting for this, the performance from something so light. That engineering part still blows my mind.
Yeah, designed with a purpose, and that's what we put into each one of these designs. When, you know, talking specifics on the GSW, the 3 and the 4, you're going to have a carbon rotor. Then you jump up to the 6 and the 8, and that's going to be a die-cast aluminum rotor, so you don't get any flex there. Mm-hmm. You see the additional weight gain, but you're not going to have any flex or worry of any breakage of the rotors on the saltwater series.
Well, the 8,000 you have, I'm looking at what, 52 pounds of max drag?
Yep.
Whoa. And the other one you have 39 on the 6,000. Whoa. You got a lot of muscle in there, bud. And the thing that gets me too, no flex in the frame, listeners. That's what's so important. And again, at these, what price point is that going to be in? The GSW.
160 to 200.
And I don't want to mention the brand names and the models, but man, they got some serious stuff coming up, some serious competition. Well, let's get to Seven sponsorships. Bassmaster. This is pretty impressive. You guys are hitting the ground running, man. You are just on fire.
Yeah, we are the presenting sponsor for the Bassmaster Opens. The first event kicked off yesterday. We're very excited about that partnership. Got a lot of anglers that are on board with Seven. And one thing I'd like to mention, too, is that just because you don't throw a St. Croix rod doesn't mean you can't throw a seven reel. So we have anglers like Joey Nania fishing the opens. You'll see him in the Classic.
Yeah.
He's with a different rod brand, but was really excited to come on board with seven. So we welcomed him with open arms.
Robert, response again from the pro level, and for I call it semi-pro level. You know, you get the regional tournaments and the local bass club and stuff. You're going to be at shows? I mean, how are you getting the word out besides the sponsorships?
We're attending most of the major shows this year. I think we have 28 total that we're going to be at. Response has been good. We had the Schomburg show. I know that our seven dealer there, they sold out of the seven reels that they were able to bring. It's been really well received. I think we made quite a splash at ICAST.
Young man. Everyone, people I talked to. Oh yeah. Hey, who are these new guys? It's all part of St. Croix. No way, man! Look at St. Croix. Who are these new guys? People were stumbling over themselves over these real series, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Robert. Well, Robert, the big question is, especially with anything new, what is the warranty? What do you have, man?
1 year warranty. What we actually set up is you go online, register your reel, make sure you get all that taken care of. That way, if you do run into an issue, you go on, download the label. Once that's printed and we know it's printed, you're actually going to have us processing that request and shipping out the new reel already. But the hope is that they pass in the night while you send in your old one. We can diagnose the problem and your new one is on its way.
That's pretty damn impressive, little brother. Good for you. But one last thing before we get to the contact and dealer locator. Again, because I've been involved with this many times. It's been a long time, but thank God, because I was pulling my hair out. Sitting around that table, making a decision to, for lack of a better term, Robert, pull the trigger on getting this project going. Were there any times of consternation? The market's already flooded with spinning reels, like a cottage industry now, like the rods turned into the rod industry back in the late 80s when everybody was making them, whatever factory. When you decided to do this, was it just let's go kick some ass, or were there any little hesitation in there?
There was a lot of planning before the let's go kick some ass, but once we flipped that switch and the decision was made, it was full speed ahead.
That's Croix. That's St. Croix operates. So, Robert, you are under the St. Croix umbrella, correct?
That's correct.
And with the tournaments going, you can have sponsors that they don't have to necessarily be using St. Croix rod, but they could be on the seven pro staff?
That's correct.
Wow. That is pretty open-minded. Okay, Rob, for dealer information, location, website, Facebook, go. What do you got?
Sevenreels.com. We've got around 400 dealers across the country and Canada. Really good dealer locator on our site. Find who's ever close to you.
Now, this just came out. The Baitcaster just came out a few months ago. The spinning reels just came out, and you have over 400 dealers?
That's correct.
I know there's no such thing as goals with St. Croix, because it seems like the sky's the limit and beyond. Well, Robert, brand manager, Seven Reels, congratulations. This is the launch. They are out there. Go to the website, Seven Reels. Go to Facebook. Check them out. New products out there, and they look really, really good. Well, Rob, you take care. Hopefully I'll see you, on the water somewhere. You ever get back this way?
Yeah, every so often.
Ooh, we have some saltwater trips planned for you, little brother.
No, perfect. Beats the frozen water here.
You take care, man. Have a great spring. See you soon.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Yeah.
Seven reels, man. The GS and the GX series are out. In a few weeks, the GSW series is going to be out. New player on the field, man. Pretty good. They look pretty damn good. Well, again, we try to cover new products as they come out. We'll be doing this periodically, especially with the fishing season rapidly approaching. Lures, lines, we'll see. We'll get some stuff going. Get the information out there. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's Talk Station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, early adapters be forewarned. Apple's new and pricey Vision Pro has privacy concerns. Also, when Elmo took to social media to ask how we're doing, the responses raised alarms about mental health awareness. We'll have analysis. Plus, people requesting to have their hair styled like Travis Kelce and what it's like to be on board the world's biggest cruise ship. That and more coming up on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
What's better than a romantic Valentine's dinner? Creating a dinner together at the Claridge Hotel's Valentine's Cooking Class, Saturday, February 10th. You and your sweetheart will create a dreamy, creamy herb risotto with wild mushrooms and cranberries, then enjoy a romantic dinner at the 20s Italian Bistro. Share the love by cooking together at the Claridge in Atlantic City, February 10th from 6 to 8. And check out the Claridge's Mardi Gras Affair Party on February 9th. Book now at Claridge.com. That's Claridge.
Hi?
Afternoon. Atlantic City Electric here to install your new smart meter.
Did I order a new meter?
No, we're replacing old meters in South Jersey with new smart meters.
What's the catch?
No catch, just more insight and functionality.
Which means?
Soon, you'll have even more reliable electric service and new tools and programs to help you save energy and money.
Yep, that's smart. Learn more about smart meters at AtlanticCityElectric.com/SEN.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. This one time, my parents had to round up the whole neighborhood to track me down. It was a mess. A lot of tears. Well, now that we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, including all my favorite super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my shows and...
Ha! Found ya.
The heck? How?
You left to find my tablet on.
This generation, ruining the game with their performance enhancers.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network for a reliable connection throughout your home. Now through March 4th, new customers can get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Plus, save $480 over Verizon 5G Home Internet Plus in your first year. Switch today. Requires paperless plan and auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rate supply, actual speeds vary. Commerce Xfinity Connect More 200 one-year promo rate to Verizon 5G Home Plus regular rate.
WPG. Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for This Weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Always love covering new products. Some exciting stuff out there coming. Is going to be coming at you big time. This late winter through the spring is going to be a great season. New products out there, fresh and salt water. We'll be covering what we can. Just nice to avail to what's out there. Again, when you can, especially in a spinning reel and low-profile bait casting market, you could say you found a niche and you got the best of the best out there 3 or 4 years in the make, and you hit with that kind of success, more power to Seven. Hey, listen, just a reminder, as I said earlier in the program, to head it off, don't forget permit applications for the upcoming gobbler season are open. Open January 25th. It's going to go through February 22nd. Online or at a license issuing agent. Now, leftover and unclaimed permits will go on sale, I think, sometime in March. You can go check on the digest of that. And remember, the hot turkey hunting areas are in the South, 2021 and 22. 16 is, all right. Farther up, turkey hunting area 14 and also turkey hunting area 8. Now, leftover and unclaimed permits for these are about impossible. Maybe one, maybe two here and there. These are prime areas, but turkeys everywhere. We'll see. As Joey L. mentioned, predator control, very important. Don't forget that predator purge hunt, 16th to the 20th. That's going to be a great time. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Don't forget, get in on that white perch bite, man. We're going to have Bobby Misak on hopefully next week. He has a great article in this month's issue of the Fisherman Magazine. Mies is the Bay Master, the Prince of Perch. He'll be on next week. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.